In 3, we're ready to start. 2,
cleared for takeoff.
Testing.
Catch up now for real.
Turn it up.
Spin 103.
Woo!
Fully charged.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Now that we're all prepared, let's start the show.
1, 2, 3. Let us start the show. Let us express ourselves. Let us communicate into your earlobes. Graham, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, more importantly, because you're very sleep-deprived?
I'm exhausted. And I don't really go into as to why I'm tired. I do speak about my new running club. But what I didn't include, and I might include it right now...
Feel free.
...is I went home yesterday, pumped a little bit of iron. I was in my family house at 5. I lay on my bed to read a little novel. It's called 50 Shades of Grey. And I fell asleep, Graham... till 7:15. That is an...
What time did you start sleep at?
5.
You slept for 2.5 hours?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
I thought it was 15 minutes.
No.
2.5 hours?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's why I woke up in the sweat and then I had to run down the canal in my new running club.
How is the running club going?
It's going well. I'm trying to get to know people.
Yeah.
I was running beside a rather tall man who I'd never spoken to before. But he kept asking me questions about work and everything. And I find it very hard to talk and run.
Yeah.
Because I'm not naturally fit.
Are they fitter than you?
They are fitter than me.
Can you keep up with them?
I went into a new group last night.
Beginners.
So I was in the beginners last week. No, I went into the medium group.
And how
so
did
I'm
you
working. I fared okay, but my calf muscle is cramping up quite
a
lot.
Do you stretch beforehand?
I wouldn't mind a rub down, producer Callum.
Yeah, all right.
Perfect. Here's the podcast while Nathan gets a rub down.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
My name is Graham O'Toole. This is Nathan O'Reilly.
Why, hello there. Top of the morning to you. Before the show, Graham and I, we watched old videos of ourselves presenting in front of a camera.
Yeah, 2 years ago. I think it came up in our memories.
We were concerned about Graham's weight and whether we appeared arrogant in front of camera.
And we can confirm both were true.
And it still exists today.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
What is wrong with you? Because you look disheveled this morning.
You're saying words and I'm not listening to you whatsoever. I'm present, but I'm a shell of a man. I don't think I should be in front of a microphone right now. I'm exhausted, Graham.
Okay.
I don't like complaining on the radio, but this is the first time where I think I should not be in front of a microphone because...
A lot of people may say that every morning. There's some people who listen and say, why is he in front of a microphone?
Yeah, well, fair enough. Fair point. It was my running club last night. Second time going up there.
How was the runner club?
Urban Run Project. Shout out, y'all. Follow them on social media.
I saw your Instagram. You're the only boy in the whole thing wearing a vest.
I do look back and I have regrets. I probably should wear a t-shirt in the future.
Better for aerodynamics though. The arms moving. No yeah. Restrictions under the armpits.
We went running around the canal. I'm used to doing that route when I lived in Portobello. 5K in 25 minutes, Graham.
It's all right, you take that.
That's impressive. Now, I didn't realise with the whole running in the evening that it's like someone injects you with rhino blood.
Okay.
Because I came home and I could not sleep whatsoever.
I have that after I play a game with the Ranelagh Gales. You can't sleep, you're too pumped up on adrenaline.
Yeah.
Or rhino blood, as you said.
So I was in my bedroom. It's 10 in the evening.
Whoa.
Oh, we want to hear a question. Nathan, when did you fall asleep? I was still awake and it was 2 in the morning.
Oh. And you get up what?
5:30.
5:30.
5:30. So I'll be honest with you. I had my phone out and I was going to message the boss and say, I don't think I can come in tomorrow.
That's no excuse.
Because I'm sleep deprived, Graham. I went to the bathroom 3 times. I was pottering around the house.
Not his fault.
I read a bit of my novel. I then went on a few apps on my phone.
It's not his fault that you can't expect to have a day off work because you couldn't sleep.
It's not my fault that I can't sleep. It's the running, Graham.
Okay.
And I'm concerned because I have to meet my friend this evening, Aussie Pete. And we're going for dinner, and I'm wrecked right now. And I want to sleep, But the problem is, in this godforsaken country, there's no places around to sleep.
Well, the last time this happened, you went down to Accents Coffee around the corner from our offices here, and you fell asleep on the couches downstairs.
Yeah, but I felt judged when I woke up. Everyone was staring at me.
But what's your plan today? Are you going to nap?
Yeah, definitely gonna nap. Just don't know where. I'm like a hungry squirrel. Winter time is beckoning. I need to find shelter. And I'm trying to think right now. Do I fall asleep in Stephen's Green? Do I fall asleep near the canal? I know there's a bit of grass there.
See, I'm looking at the weather. It's not a bad day today, so it's going to be sun out. So you could go down to Stephen's Green, put on your sunglasses and lie there and fall asleep.
I just feel very vulnerable outside.
You're out in the open. When you wake up as well, you don't know where you are. So that could be very frightening.
I was thinking of the Brown Thomas toilets upstairs. Yeah, I possibly could. Love in a toilet cubicle.
Smells nice and you got the CNN news on in the background. If anyone has any idea, if there's a business idea here. Just napping pods, yeah, in a room and charge someone a fiver for an hour to nap, or fiver every 10 minutes, actually. That's a much better
business plan. Easy way to get into Google, because I know there are napping pods,
yeah,
there.
You need to know someone in Google. 087 711 1038. Where can Nathan nap in the city for an hour, hour and a half?
I'd be pushing 2 hours.
Okay, Nathan wants to sleep. So we're looking for places in town for him to nap. And we got one message in that's very kind.
Johnny and Richie have offered up their gaff on Camden Street. They said call over after the show. What do you think?
I think go for it.
Can I trust these two boys?
Maybe we'll give them a call afterwards and see if they're legit enough.
Police check.
There's one story in the Daily Star today.
I've always rated that newspaper.
That caught my eye. It's Insta Riches. And it's all about the famous people on Instagram and how much money they can make by simply posting one photograph.
All right.
Do you want the top
five? Explain this to me. So a business will contact them and say, can you post this image and we will pay you money?
We will pay you this amount of money. Well, so a business will go to you, Nathan O'Reilly, and they say, can we use your Instagram? You post a picture and you go, yes, that will be €25, please. Because that's how much you probably get off your
Instagram.
I will
pay you €25.
The top five in the world, okay? So Beyonce has 115 million followers and she charges €600,000 per post.
Good Lord, Queen Bee.
Kim K has 113 followers but charges €620,000 per post.
How do they come up with these prices?
I suppose it's a mixture between their influence and how many followers they have and actually how many people then go on and buy the product afterwards. Cristiano Ronaldo at 3 with 133 million followers and he charges €640,000 per post.
Fair play.
2017's number one is down to number two. Oh. Selena Gomez is the most followed person on Instagram with 138 million followers and she charges €685,000.
Good Lord, where's all this money going?
And number one, can you guess it?
Justin Bieber.
No. Justin Bieber didn't even make the top 10.
Post Malone.
For Lynx Africa. It doesn't work. Kylie Jenner.
Ah, yes.
With 110 million followers on Instagram, she charges for one photo €860,000. And this just shows how much she's increased in a year. Last year, she was charging €260,000. So it's an increase of over €500,000 per post in less than a year.
What about Kim Kardashian's friend Jonathan?
Jonathan, I think, like, gets free cinema tickets and stuff and t-shirts in the post. So that's something nice for you on your Wednesday morning.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Nathan, don't know if you're aware, but we're on the midst of another presidential election.
Oh yes, I'm very excited about it.
Michael D. Higgins, looking like he's going to go for a second term. Sean Gallagher, if you remember the last one, you'll remember who Sean Gallagher is. Sinn Féin, looking like they're going to put someone forward. But I actually think that Nathan O'Reilly, you would be a fantastic candidate.
Do you think?
I really do. And I feel like with me as your campaign manager, you could win. Because I've been listening back to some of our shows and some of the things you've been saying are very presidential.
Wow, I didn't realise.
So what I've decided to do is, as your campaign manager, I've made your first campaign video, Nathan for President. What I've done is I've taken some of your sayings that have been very presidential during the show and I've kind of stitched them together to kind of make you more presidential.
Oh, I can't wait to hear.
Are you ready for it?
Yeah.
The Ireland of 2018 needs a new leader. A person who is willing to sacrifice it all for his country.
I, Nathan Jeremiah O'Reilly, will be leaving radio altogether.
Yes, Nathan O'Reilly, a 6'6" man with
the wingspan of a pterodactyl
and who lives with his parents, is leaving his job to pursue the Oris. But why should he get your vote? Ireland is a country with a deep and complicated history, just like that of his family.
Do I have scurvy? Does it come from my forefathers? We're weak men that went on boats, exploring different islands.
The greatest challenges facing this country is housing, healthcare, and getting too much coinage back from the Dart ticket machines.
It absolutely spoiled my day.
He has travelled the country over the last 7 years and realised that politicians cannot be trusted. And that is why he is proud to tell the truth on every facet of his life.
Yes, I wear pyjamas in the gym.
A man who is not afraid of work and will be at your beck and call 24 hours a day and even
when I'm on the toilet.
With Brexit on the horizon, a close relationship with the UK is paramount for our people, and his close ties with the royal family, and especially Harry, will be very important.
I actually have a lot in common with Harry.
And what's that common denominator?
Receding hairline.
Yes, a few brown envelopes may exchange hands.
Shh, don't tell anyone.
But what would Irish politics be without a bit of corruption? So the future of the country, and whether or not he can move out of his parents' house and into the Oris, rests in your hands.
God, this is depressing.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
You gotta get it wrong.
You gotta get it wrong?
You gotta get it wrong. You got to get it wrong.
A few croissants out on the desk, a few glasses of orange juice, you have a scotch egg in front of you, Graham, and I have a bowl of gravy.
Joe is on top of the leaderboard with 14, but can he be knocked off? Let's go to the phone lines. Glenn, how are you?
Good, thanks.
All right, buddy, you seem quite tired there. I'm also exhausted.
Glenn, how are you? What's the plan for your day?
Going to work.
What line of work are we in?
Apprentice electrician.
We're getting a lot of the sparkies on this show. Is there a little groupie that kind of play Gotta Get Wrong together?
I know, I just work on my own.
Okay.
Apprentice, you're fired.
Wrong thing altogether.
Sorry.
Glenn, you're on to play Gotta Get It Wrong. Ian is on top of the leaderboard. He's a score of 14. He came on yesterday and got that.
Joe, not Ian.
Joe, sorry. You need to get 15 or more to go top off the leaderboard. What's going to happen is we're going to put 1 minute on the clock. You got to get as many questions wrong as you can. There is no repetition. Your answer must be in relation to the question, and you only got a couple of seconds to answer before the buzzer comes in. Glenn, I have 1 minute on the clock. Best of luck.
Name an actor who has played James Bond.
Liam Neeson.
What is Pierce Brosnan's job?
Dancer.
What is Daniel Craig's job?
Footballer.
Sing a Spice Girls song.
Happy birthday to you.
Sing the Danish national anthem.
Sheena Fina Fo.
Name a TV chef.
Lionel Messi.
What gender is Gordon Ramsay?
Female.
What's 56 minus 9?
3.
13 plus 80 is 103. True or false?
True.
What rhymes with brick?
Hoy.
What rhymes with fudge?
Chocolate.
How do you spell lizard?
Hey, Joy.
What sport did David Beckham used to play?
Golf.
Name a smelly dart station.
Killiney.
What is the silver pole on O'Connell Street called?
James Hospital.
What band was Liam Payne in?
The Script.
What band was Louis Tomlinson in?
Bon Jovi.
Louis Tomlinson was in Bon Jovi.
Oh, you know, Glenn, you just know when someone's going to have a good round. You know when there's no M's or pauses. That was solid. You know, it was kind of like you anticipated all the questions, how them wrote in front of you.
You were very confident. You were very composed. You reminded me of a middle-aged Jerry Springer.
Where is Jerry these days? He's still making TV. There was actually rumours he was going to run for president.
Hey.
Have you mad at him?
Glenn, you had to beat Joe, who got 14.
Remember the fellow who had no legs in that show when he'd come on with his hands? Do you remember that, Glenn?
No, I didn't watch it.
There was a Graham on it as well. Oh no, Graham is a security guard on Jeremy Kyle.
Different show.
Same premise though.
Did you ever watch Maury?
No.
I remember Maury, yeah.
That was weird.
Yeah.
Dr. Phil isn't a doctor. He's just a man with a mustache. You had to beat Joe, who got 14. You came on and you got 17.
Bam! Yes!
Happy days.
Yes, Bash! Glenn!
Yeah!
17, you go top of the leaderboard. You are in pole position to win that €100 at the end of the week, because if nobody gets 18 or more, that one is yours. Congratulations, Glenn. Have a great day at work. Bye-bye.
Happy day, thank
you. See you, Glenn. Bye.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
We found an article online that says since 2016, Alan has been the luckiest name for winning money in the Irish National Lottery.
We're going to be millionaires tomorrow. I'm going to buy a Lewis. What are you going to spend your money on, Graham?
I'll buy another Lewis and then we can race the Lewises up and down O'Connell Street.
That'd be absolutely fantastic. So we're looking for an Alan this morning to buy us a lottery ticket because he's clearly a very lucky man.
It is worth €6.5 million. And we have an Alan on the line. Hello, Alan.
How's it going?
Welcome to the team, buddy.
Alan, are you excited at the prospect of winning lots of money with us tonight?
Oh, yeah, awesome.
Well, first of all, Alan, are you able to buy us a lottery ticket and bring it into Spin 1038?
Yeah.
Are you in and around Dublin City Centre this morning to the afternoon time?
Yeah, it'd be in the afternoon, I have to walk
here. Okay, let's talk about brass tacks. Okay, so the lottery. It is worth €6.5 million tonight. Alan, it is the luckiest name for the last 2 years to win money. What I'm going to say is, Nathan and I'd be looking at 30% each.
Yeah, I was thinking 40, but I can go down to 33.
So we just do 30 because it's easier to do maths live on radio.
Fair enough, yeah.
So that's at least 40%. Callum, what would you like?
I'd like a fair bit, maybe like 20.
Okay, Callum is going to get 10%.
Oh, okay.
And the boss is...
5? 4?
I think the boss would be angry. Just give him 15.
15?
Let's give him 15.
Oh my.
So that leaves...
How much is Alan going to get?
Alan, that means you get 15% off...
I'll take the 20 now.
Well, you want 20?
Yeah.
So, should we take 5 off the boss or 5 off Callum?
5 off Callum.
Okay.
Fine.
Okay, so, Alan, you're on 20% now. Callum's down to 5.
What?
The boss is on 15. Okay, and me and you are both on 30.
Yeah, sounds good.
Okay.
Can I take 5 off the boss?
No. So, I'm just going to do quick maths here, like Big Shaq. Divided by 100, divided by 20. So, Alan, you're looking at 1.3 million when we win tonight.
Yeah, that's
nice. That's a nice little
What would
somewhere.
You spend the money on?
I don't know.
He doesn't know. You buy a house. I suppose you buy a nice house.
Buy a cow, did you say?
No, a house.
A caravan or something.
A caravan to go travelling. So just so we're aware, Alan is going to buy €10 worth of lottery tickets. You're going to come in, we'll give you the money. Nathan and I are going to both get 30% when we win. Callum's going to get 5. The boss is going to get 15. And then Alan, you're going to get 20.
Yep.
We all happy with that?
I think we're all... So we're all agreed. A gentleman's handshake.
Yeah. Callum, you got to draft out a contract for Alan to sign when he comes in later on.
I'll leave it with the boss if I'm not here.
Absolutely fantastic. We're all in agreement. And this time tomorrow, we will read out the lottery numbers and find out if we win.
Oh, can't wait.
Alan, we appreciate your help this morning in helping us win the lottery. And we will chat to you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
All right.
See you, Alan.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
The birthday bingo drums are glistening this morning. I gave them a little wash before the show.
At 8:20, Nathan picks a month. If your birthday lands in this month, we get you on. And if your date from that month comes out, you win €1,000. On the phone line this morning, we have Nicola. Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Oh, I'm okay. The jet lag just
back
my holidays. I'm stuck in work.
Oh, my. Where are you returning from?
I was in Toronto, Vancouver, and then I cruised Alaska.
Love it. Love Vancouver. You're having a great time this morning.
Yeah, absolutely fabulous. You know, I'm coming or going, but sure, look, I'll get there.
Well, hopefully we can sort out €1,000. You don't need another holiday, but hey. Yeah. This morning's month is April. What date in April is your birthday?
The 13th.
Oh, that's a great date.
Yeah.
Unlucky for some, but will it be lucky for you?
Nicola,
let's hope.
It's a lot of money. You've just returned from travelling the entire globe. What would you spend the money on?
What would I spend the money on? I'd spend it on another trip straight back to the glacier.
Back to that glacier. It's like we're speaking to Bear Grylls. Well,
yeah.
We have two birthday bingo drums in front of us. One is electronic and it's from China. The other one, the beloved Jackie Cooney birthday bingo drum. Which one do you want to use this morning?
Oh, God.
It's a big question.
I don't know.
Follow your heart.
Go with the Jackie one.
Yeah, that took some time, but we have Jackie. Happy days.
Do you know what's going on?
No. Okay.
Do you know who we are?
Spin.
Yeah, fair enough. We'll take that.
I got one thing right anyway. Yeah.
Looking for the 13th. Best of luck.
Here we go. He's smiling. I think he's feeling lucky. He's also very tired. He only got 3 hours sleep last night. He went on a run in the evening time, Nicola, and couldn't sleep all night through the adrenaline of the run.
Oh, fair play to him.
Felt like a rhino blood in my system.
So we get it. So we get this high.
Nicola, we are looking for the 13th. How are you feeling right now?
I don't know. I'm sweating here.
Sweating buckets.
You may want to go to the doctor. You may have a full-blown fever. This morning's date is... Two Fat Ladies, the 24th.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
Raisin.
Nicola, you do not win the jackpot.
Raisin
for the 24th gets you a pair of tickets. Martin Garrix and Zara Larsson playing on the 25th of August.
Oh, yeah.
Those tickets are yours. Thank you for playing Birthday Bingo and welcome home.
Oh, thanks, William.
Hey, Nicola, Dublin is a warmer place with you in it, eh?
Absolutely.
Now go to bed. Bye-bye.
Thanks a million. See you.
See you. Bye.
No jackpot won this morning, unfortunately, but we play again 8:35 tomorrow.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Undercovers with Nathan.
This is a very interesting one this morning. Us humans in 2018, is it fair to say, Graham, we're obsessed with our
Love Island
phones?
What? Your phones, yeah.
With our mobile phones, Graham.
Yeah, and have been for the last couple of years.
We love taking videos. We love taking pictures. I feel sorry for celebrities now. They can't walk around without people with their phones out.
Love getting likes.
Are we obsessed with likes?
Yeah.
Are we obsessed with followers?
Obsessed. Sad.
Well, I came across this video that came out of China. And it shocked me. And it actually appalled me. Now, it doesn't really have any volume. You don't need to up my fader. It's more so, I want you to describe what you are seeing. Because it is a very unusual video. But look at what the humans are doing. They're not helping the person in need.
Classic.
They have their phones out to put on social media. Here we go.
Okay. Okay, so... Wait now.
Well, you're laughing.
I can't really... Is that a monkey?
That is a monkey on a bicycle.
There's a monkey on a bicycle. And there's a dog chasing the monkey on the bicycle. The monkey is actually cycling the bicycle like a real human being. And the dog... That reminds me when I was younger, the dog running after me down the hill. And I was like a little monkey going down the hill and getting bit on the ankles. And everyone
well, look
is just,
at the humans. They're all standing around in a circle laughing while this poor monkey is trying to cycle away.
But the monkey is cycling perfectly. That is amazing.
Graham, it's not amazing.
It's
a very distressing video. There's an example someone laughing.
Oh.
Would you have taken your phone out?
I don't know what I would do. I put that on my Instagram story. I'd save it and then I'd put it on my main page as well. That's to get maximum likes. That's exactly what I do. Man, that's got to go viral.
Okay, like, please check out. The headline is... Nobody stepped in to help monkey on a push bike being chased by a dog.
Yeah, I think my headlines in Tuesday News are a little bit better than that.
So if,
very literal.
If you want to check that out, just go online and put in that title because there it is.
That is...
A monkey on a bicycle.
If you receive bad news today, go and look at that because that will put you in a fantastic mood.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
I feel like you are being quite brave right now. You are going to defend yourself live on air.
I'm not
going to
defend myself. I don't like admitting when I'm wrong, but I'm about to do it.
Oh, wow. What happened?
Okay, this involves Love Island. And Danny Dyer is going out with Jack in Love Island. Her father is also Danny Dyer. And part of Love Island, part of the experience, is the last few couples together, their parents come into the villa, they meet their children's other half, and they meet the other half's parents as well. It's a beautiful thing. And most people were excited this year because they wanted to see Danny Dyer in there.
He's a celebrity. He's in EastEnders, for goodness sake.
People got excited a couple of days ago as he was snapped in the airport. People going, he's getting ready to go over to Mallorca. And then he was snapped at Disneyland over in Florida, saying he's on his holidays. I saw the two photos. I put them together and I said, do you know what? It's a fake. It's an old one. The picture of him in America, he's a lot thinner.
Yeah,
in that photo.
True. He actually has more hair on his head. I put that out there.
Yeah. And he wasn't wearing the watch he was wearing in the airport. So I said, that's an older photo just to confuse us. We put up on Instagram and we got a message last night from a girl called Kaylee. She sent in another picture of Danny Dyer in America from a different person, and in that picture he's wearing the watch he was wearing the airport. It's just in the original photo I couldn't actually see his left arm.
Yeah.
And yeah, he does have a bit of a belly on him as well, like he did in the airport.
Oh yeah, he does have that gut back.
So I'm sorry.
Did he lose hair from yesterday?
I think so. I'm sorry, Danny Dyer isn't, I said yesterday he wasn't in America. Danny Dyer, I can confirm, is in America.
That's terrible news. So he's definitely not going to be on Love Island.
Now, we don't know that. He could be in America now and be flying over to Mallorca. He could be taking a holiday. But just confirmed, Danny Dyer is in America, which means the chances of him being on Love Island is slimmer, but not completely gone.
Do you know what? It takes a very brave broadcaster to be sitting on his small seat, talking into a microphone and saying that he was wrong.
I'm wrong. I'm sorry. I apologise.
What have we learnt?
Don't back yourself 100%.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Jason Derulo and Tiptoe. It is 9:33.
Didn't you say that was the greatest song to have ever been made?
No, I said it's the greatest song of our generation.
Oh, sorry, I always get that wrong.
There is a difference there. Good morning, Graham and Nathan. This is Fully Charged. We have a producer. He's called Callum.
Hi there.
And every now and again, he comes up with something, goes, I'd like to talk about this, please. So you said, we're all going to die on Friday.
Yes, I'd like to transport you to a not-so-distant future, Friday.
48 hours.
Yes. So there's going to be something happen. There's been a bit of talk about it called a blood moon, or the solar eclipse. Or is it lunar eclipse? Solar eclipse is the one where
have you done any research of this story?
He was talking so much rubbish during the songs.
I was.
Anyway, wasn't researching his
it's when
topic.
The moon goes red because of something to do with the sun and the rest of the Earth.
Global warming.
And it's going to be red for an hour and 48 minutes. And a pastor on YouTube, not pastors in the Italian food. Like
when's your Dal Mio Day?
A man called Pastor Bailey.
Friday.
Did you say a man called Pastor Bake?
A pastor.
Pastor Begley said, you need to find out what's going on. I know there was a blood moon coming in 2014 and 2015, but I wasn't worried about that one. But you need to go and check this one out because it's the longest blood moon.
Come on, Callum, hold it together.
There's no substance to this story, basically.
Okay, so the blood moon, there's big trouble, we're all going to die.
The man says that the moon is going to end the world, but I want to go back to previous end of the world situations.
There's been a few over the last couple of years and decades as well.
If you remember in the year 2000, the millennium bug, Y2K, when people thought that the clocks on the computers wouldn't roll over to the year 2000 and the world would end like that.
Yeah, when people say the world is going to end, what is it supposed to look like? Is it an explosion? I always imagine I'm going to be on the toilet.
Well, I'm going to be on a plane during the blood moon, so I might be the first to die. But if you look at this, they've done an artist impression of Big Ben in London that's blown up. A couple more previous theories about the world we're going to... Do you remember the 6th of the 6th, 2006?
No, I didn't like that one.
The devil's number.
Yeah.
World didn't end.
Nothing happened.
There was meant to be a couple in 2011 and 2007 as well. The world didn't end. I think we're going to be all right.
Wow, really lots of facts there from Callum. There was one in 2006 and 2007 as well. Callum, absolutely fascinating news story.
What's
there.
A person called Pastor B?
That was the most interesting part of that story. The name of the person.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
And it is time to choose the news.
It's my favourite part of the show. Sue me.
This is where we take three news headlines, I give them to Nathan, and he chooses which story he wants to hear in full.
You seem happy this morning or confused.
They're okay. I'm afraid you might know some of the stories already. Headline number one, passport out of here.
That's a good name.
Headline number two, Nadine Boiling Point. There wasn't a stutter in the headline, I promise. Nadine Boiling Point. And headline number three, Hermit the Frog.
Now, I feel the third story
are you all right?
Is about me. I feel you're insulting me because, of course, I sound like Kermit the Frog. I don't want to hear it. I'm not going to indulge you. Second one is Nadine Coyle. I know the news story already. She said that everyone in Girls Aloud hates her. I'm going to go with the first one.
You're going to go with the first
Had
one?
Had a catchy ring to it.
Passport out here. Do you know, that was actually my least favourite one, and I don't know if I wanted to go with that.
That's great.
But look, we'll go with the story anyway. There is an article in the Business Insider. This is actually more factual and
this
interesting.
This is toilet reading sort of news.
This is about where you can buy passports for a second, can become a citizen of a second country.
What sort of countries allow that?
Austria, Vanuatu, ooh, and I'm not going to lie, I've lost the article.
You've lost the
article. Oh no, I found it. I X'd out on purpose.
Austria, Vanuatu.
And many other countries. So if you want to buy a passport for Austria, if you want to become a citizen there, it is for the super rich around the world because wealthy buyers are looking for security as they want peace of mind in case of a revolution or an upheaval in their home country.
That's so interesting.
Only 10 countries in the world permit outsiders to acquire citizenship outright. So here is how much it costs for a passport in Austria. This is the most expensive in the world. If you want to become an Austrian citizen, you got to pay their government $23 million.
For a passport?
If you want to become a Cypriot in Cyprus, $2.3 million.
No.
A little bit cheaper if you want to go to Turkey, $1 million. Vanuatu, that could be interesting, a different kind of lifestyle there. $208,000.
I might look into that.
And if you want to go to Antigua and Bermuda, $100,000.
Very interesting.
There we go.
Now so, I'm going to throw a little fun fact about me. My mum's, of course, Australian.
Right.
I have dual citizenship. I have two passports. I have an Irish passport.
Are you allowed that? Irish and Australian?
Well, we're going to find out very soon after the show. I have an Irish passport and I have an Australian passport. And the last time I went to Australia, I had my Australian passport and they told me, welcome home. And I went, what? It's a very thick Australian accent. And the thing is, when I go on these trips, I'm not happy with my Irish passport because I don't have a beard. The hair looks a little bit receding. My nose is awfully bent.
Yeah.
And I'm smiling like a Cheshire cat.
Yeah.
The Australian one, I look very good.
Yeah.
I have a bit of stubble. I look like a young boy George. So I'm starting to use my Australian passport quite a lot.
But just travel around Europe. That's a stupid idea.
Why?
Because you're not a citizen of the EU and it's going to cause a lot of trouble.
Fair. I'll look into how okay. I travel in the future.
Thank you for choosing the news, Nathan.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan. Make sure to subscribe to get the podcast sent straight to your phone every day. And catch Graham and Nathan on Fully Charged weekday mornings from 7.
Spin 103.8.